Chapter 76. Jesse pulled to the curb down the block from the bar. Before they got out of the car, he grabbed Tamara's forearm and stared her in the eyes. "You hang back outside, okay? This guy's probably armed, and if he's hurt..." "I'll be all right, Jesse. Please, Doc, no heroics. I can't lose anybody else." She stroked his cheek. "I promise, Jesse. I won't come into the bar until you send for me." Jesse took off his hat and his cop shirt and pulled his white tee over his belt line. He unclipped his hip holster, removed his weapon, and fished his softball warm-up jacket out of the rear seat. He wrapped his hand around the 9mm grip and threw the jacket over his gun hand. "Shouldn't you call the BPD for backup?" Tamara asked as they walked toward Dennis's. "They'll come sirens blaring and it might create a hostage situation." Jesse spotted him the second he came through the bar door. As Morris had said, Hump Bolton was sitting alone at a back booth facing the front door. "Where's the head?" he asked the barman. The barman pointed to the right of where Bolton was seated. "Through there." As Jesse walked back, he counted three other people in the place besides Bolton, the bartender, and himself. Two were up front at the bar, and one was at the far end of the bar, about 10 feet from Bolton. The other thing Jesse noticed as he got closer to the rear booth was that Bolton looked bad off. His skin was grayish, and his face was covered in sweat. His eyes were glassy, his pupils black pinpricks, and he was bent over slightly. Both of Bolton's arms were below table level, and it seemed to Jesse as if the man was clutching his abdomen. But he walked right past Bolton and toward the bathroom and the old phone booth. While back there, he racked the slide on his 9 and counted to 30. When he came back through the doors, he stopped next to Bolton's booth. "Mickey Coyle sent me. You Hump?" Bolton straightened up in his seat, wincing in pain at the effort, looking at Jesse. There was a strange blankness in the big man's expression. But Bolton didn't say anything. Jesse pushed him. "Look, you got something for me to look at or not?" Bolton didn't say anything. As Jesse waited him out, he saw that below table level, Bolton's sweatshirt was soaked through with blood. His pants were wet with it, too. "Sit," Bolton said finally. Jesse sat across from him, resting his gun hand on his thigh, making sure the barrel was pointed directly at Bolton's midsection. "So, Bolton, what you got? Let's see."
"Coyle didn't send you. Or maybe he did. He always was a scumbag. You a cop?" Bolton asked. "What you got under the jacket, a 38 or a 9mm?
Jesse didn't figure it was worth arguing. "A 9, and it's pointed right at your gut." Bolton laughed, his body twisting in pain.
"Find another target, cop. I already got a nice hole in me there."
"Shot?"
"Stabbed. Son of a bitch tweaker I stayed with last night stuck a kitchen knife in my belly. I think he clipped my liver. I don't think he got a liver no more. Not after what I done to him."
"I've got a doctor outside. You slide out of the booth, let me pat you down, and I'll get her in here to look at you." Bolton ignored him.
"You Boston PD?"
"Paradise Police Chief, Jesse Stone."
"Chief, huh?"
He laughed, his body clenching in pain again.
"I'm moving up in the world. Listen, Stone, we didn't mean to kill the old woman. I swear on my mother. She just, you know..."
"I know. Who hired you?" Hump shrugged.
"King made all of them arrangements."
"What were you looking for in the house?"
"A key or a piece of paper with numbers on it, stuff like that."
"Kernet found it. Did you know he found it?"
"No. He fucked me with that."
"You think the guy who hired you guys killed King?"
"Maybe. I don't know. Just because it figures don't make it so."
"Let me get the doctor in here for you."
"Nah, I'm done. The only reason I'm even still breathing is because I've been tooting on some crank every few minutes."
Jesse asked, "You still have the ring?"
"In the balled-up socks in my sweatshirt,"
Bolton said, his words slurred, his eyes fluttering.
"It's a beautiful thing. You seen it?"
"Uh-huh,"
Pictures of it. Maybe you should get that doctor in here. I don't think... But before Hump Bolton could finish, he slumped over in the booth and fell onto the floor. Jesse quickly stepped around to Bolton, dragged him away from the booth, and laid him on his back. Jesse patted Bolton down, pulled the gun out of his waistband, and pushed it along the floor behind him. Jesse held up his shield. Police, call 911 and get an ambulance and backup here. You. He pointed to one of the guys sitting at the bar. Go outside. There's a woman doctor out there. Get her in here. Now. The guy jumped off his bar stool and ran through the door. But by the time Tamara made it inside, it was too late. Hump Bolton was dead. Jesse didn't need the medical examiner now standing over his shoulder to tell him so. He knew death when he saw it. Chapter 77. Tamara had tried her best to get Bolton's heart started again. When the ambulance got there, the EMTs took over, but it was all wasted effort. I've got no clue how he was even talking to you, Jesse, Tamara said between giving statements to the Boston cops. He was suffering from profound blood loss, and that was a nasty wound. She shook her head. I usually get them when they're already dead and their stories are already written. Sometimes I forget how powerful and stubborn the mind can be. It can make the human body ignore the fact that it should have stopped functioning. You should have been a philosopher, Doc. Before she could answer, a man who introduced himself as Detective Hanrahan interrupted. Chief Stone, he said, we need to talk. Hanrahan was a few inches shorter and about 10 years younger than Jesse, but his blue eyes were weary. They sat down across from each other at a front booth. Boston's not your patch, Chief. What were you doing here? Bolton was a suspect in a homicide and an assault in Paradise. His partner was, yeah, I read the papers. Still don't explain what you were doing here. I got a tip from a CI. Hanrahan laughed a sneering laugh. A confidential informant, huh? This is one of Vinnie Morris's joints. Nothing happens here without him knowing about it. You'd know better than me. Why didn't you alert the BPD? Jesse answered with a cocktail of lies and the truth. Because I heard Bolton wanted to give himself up, but that he'd only surrender to me. I was afraid that if I did anything else, it might create a hostage situation. Hanrahan liked that answer about as much as he would a cancer diagnosis, but he couldn't argue with it except to say, You should have let us know before you went in. You always travel with an ME? Friend, we were having dinner together when I got the call. They went round and round like that for another 15 minutes, Jesse going over the details of the statement he'd given to the uniforms. Last thing, Chief. You take anything off the body? Just his weapon. I felt something along his left thigh, but it was soft, and I didn't think it was a gun or a knife. $6,000 plus cash in a plastic bag taped there. Probably his share of the money for the job in Paradise. Also said the missing ring from the Kane house was in a balled-up sock in his sweatshirt pocket. Yeah, it's there. Jesse asked, Did you find a cell phone on him? No, why? Might have evidence on it pertaining to my cases. Ain't that a shame? You want to bust my chops, Hanrahan? Fine. But before he died, Bolton pretty much admitted to killing the guy who gutted him. Said it was the guy he stayed with last night. Find that body and close the case. Might even make you look good with the brass. I'll take it under advisement. Bolton tell you anything else about him, this guy you say he offed? He was a tweaker, and if I had to guess, he probably did time with Bolton or Kernet along the way. Geez, Chief, you almost sound like you know what you're doing. LAPD robbery homicide for 10 years. Hanrahan was confused. And you gave that up for the thrills and challenges of Paradise? It gave up on me, not the other way around. The detective seemed to understand. Okay, Chief, thanks. You two can go. I know where to find you if I have to. As Jesse and Tamara made it back to the Explorer, he realized that although one of the two open homicides in Paradise was now closed, and that the Dragonfly ring was as good as recovered, the night's excitement was only the beginning.